The title of my sermonette is Hold On. Hold On. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines hold on as to maintain a condition or position, persist, to maintain a grasp on something, hang on, to await something desired or requested, to wait. We've heard this scripture before, we've heard this phrase before, patience is a virtue. It's been said and continues to be said many times. It is a biblical origin, especially the word virtue. The meaning of the word virtue is found in the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. We won't turn there. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But what are we waiting for, brethren? Why be persistent in what we believe in, the truth? When will Jesus return? Just hold on. When will all tears be wiped away from our eyes, and there shall be no more death or sorrow, nor crying? Just hold on. When will God's kingdom and government be established in this world? Just hold on. For all of this will occur. In this message, I will break down the word hold in an acronym manner. First, the first letter of hold is H, so we will go to helper. That will be the first word. The helper, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit, the helper, the power of God in Jesus, which will lead to the day of Pentecost. Please turn with me to Acts 1, verses 4 to 8. Acts 1, verse 4 to 8 for this account. And being assembled together with them, he, Jesus Christ, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit will come. And the message of that is to be patient. To what? Hold on. For O, it'd be Our Father, the model prayer. We pray for God's kingdom to come. The model prayer in Matthew points this out. And notice with Matthew 6, verses 9 through 10 says, Matthew 6, verse 9 through 10. In this manner, therefore, pray. And this is Jesus' words. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The contemporary English version states on Matthew 6, verse 10, quote, come and set up your kingdom. Young's literal translation reads, thy reign come. We look at the world today and see how beautiful it is. No, we see why we need to pray for God's kingdom, his reign on earth to come. But a few events needs to happen before Jesus is coming. So again, we have to be patient and hold on. L is for life, eternal life. Now, this is the tough part. Please turn with me to 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. It reads, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. This was Paul's message to Timothy, but it can also be a message to us. It says, we must fight the good fight of faith and hold on to the prize of eternal life. Hold on to the end. Adams Clark commentary in the Bible states, in regards to fight the good fight and lay hold on to eternal life, is here, fight the good fight of faith. The apostle suggests to Timothy that he had other business to do than to mind the things of this world. His life was a state of warfare. He was a soldier and was not to entangle himself with the things of this life. And he had many enemies to engage with, as Satan and his principalities and powers, sin and the lusts of the flesh, the world and the men of it, and great fight of afflictions to endure with them, as also false teachers, which whom particularly he was to fight the good fight of faith, so the truth of the gospel, which they resisted, might continue with the saints. This is called the good fight because it is in a good cause, the cause of God and truth, and under a good captain, Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation. And for lay hold on eternal life, Adam Clark says, eternal life is the prize of the high calling of God, which is held up and held forth to those who are fighting the Lord's battles. And this they should look unto as the recompense of reward, and that they should enjoy it, of which they may be the more assured because of their effectual calling. We have to fight not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. Like being good to people, even though they persecute you, persecute us. We have to fight it. D, for days. Holy days in God's master plan and Christ's return. The weekly Sabbath and the annual holy days picture certain events in God's master plan for mankind. In a Q&A dated September 23rd, 2011, titled, Is it true that Christ will return on the annual holy day of the Feast of Trumpets? And that's found in the Church of Eternal God website. Mr. Norbert Link writes, I will quote just the conclusion because his thing's long. In conclusion, as members of the Church of God, we are duty-bound to observe today God's annual holy days as we obey God's instructions in this manner. The holy days remind us of God's plan for us and for all mankind. They are picturing seven steps in God's master plan, but they do not necessarily tell us the exact dates or hours when those steps were or will be implemented. Since we know that the steps pertaining to Pentecost have already been implemented, we can say that it is highly unlikely that Christ will come back on the day of Pentecost, as Christ will banish Satan after he has returned. It is unlikely that he will return on the Day of Atonement, which pictures Satan's banishment. However, for all the foregoing reasons explained in this Q&A, we should not state dogmatically that Christ will come back on the Feast of Trumpets, and worse yet, attach a particular year to the Feast of Trumpets and say, quote, Christ will come back on the Feast of Trumpets in the year of, etc., etc. Remember, Christ clearly told us, but of that day and hour of his return, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor even the Son, but only the Father. So, in conclusion to this, to that conclusion, my last scripture will be Revelation 3, verses 11 to 12. Revelation 3, 11 to 12. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly." Some translations say, "soon." Hold on to these things, the Helper, our Father, eternal life, in the day of Christ's return, and keep the holy days. God and his Son, Jesus Christ, wants us to make it and become part of their family and God's government. God and Jesus really loves us. Hang in there. Let's be ready to fight this evil world, spiritually speaking. An awesome future is ahead of us.